In my local H Mart, we have a small little section for all the Latino
It's
countries.
true. There's
There's
no the one
You
actually
know what
close.
shit?
No,
You know
the
what shit fucking
what?
Pisses me off?
What pisses
Yeah.
You go and look for the mozzarella shreddy cheese. Motherfucker, it's not in the cheese section.
What are you talking about? It's not in the
No,
cheese
he's
section.
no, no.
It's in the Italian
Wait, what?
He's right. He's right.
section.
Yeah.
What are you
I do see
talking
that.
About?
He's
Where
right.
are you buying
It's
your cheese from?
It's fucked up, man.
Where are you buying your cheese from?
It's fucked up.
Where?
Is it Aldi's?
That was at Publix.
Yeah, I'm
Oh,
like Aldi's. It's
oh.
right. What do you? Yeah, Publix sucks. Why don't you go there? Aldi's is based.
Have a funny haha to start out the show, so I'm
Pino, Pino, gonna... Pino, Pino.
You got improv. You have the magical skills at the at your fingertips.
I got no
fingers.
You'll shoot the funny out of your fingers like Palpatine shoots lightning.
Oh, I thought he was going to shoot funny out of something else.
Who's to say?
Out of my toes.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? Who's to say? Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to welcome you all.
Why?
To the grand tour.
Where we go? Where?
We're going to a very special place. We're gonna go. We're gonna
space?
Go in. Yes, we're going to space. But other
Let's
than space,
go.
No.
I'm scared. Are there ghost ships? No,
there, we're going. We're going. We're going.
Are there spaceships?
We're going to a marine spaceship. Wait, no, we're going to
Yo.
Marine base. No, 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 wait, you're confusing me. We're going to a marine base.
You've confused
me
now. I wanted to go
right.
to a marine spaceship.
All right, don't make me bring out the whip, boys.
What? Hey All now.
Right.
Hey now.
Hey, this
that
is
sounds,
what dreams are made of.
Hey now.
All right. Let me start over.
No! There's no starting
no
over.
No takesies, backsies.
I'm taking it back.
Backsies. No.
I'm throwing it
Ooh,
back,
he's
okay?
throwing it
I'm
back,
I'm going
though.
To throw
Sheesh.
It back, dude. All right, that's a good excuse to restart.
No, we're not. We're going. This is all in. All right,
Pino. I'm Commander Throwback.
Oh, welcome. Yo! Yo!
Welcome to the G8 base. These are my new recruits. We got the one that's throwing it back way too well. Well, that's Chuck.
Guys, I got a fat ass, and I got to work it. What? Why is that funny? Why is that funny? That's real.
Hey, I love the enthusiasm, new recruit. I love it. And then to my left, to my other left, of course, there is our second recruit. He's throwing it up, not back. Well, that's Garb.
He's playing basketball.
I just floated up like a balloon.
Like Mario.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude,
like
he's Mario, dude. And like I said, I'm Captain Throwback. That's me, Pino. I threw out my back. That's not, I hope. I hope you guys know it. I actually meant I'm throwing out my back. I'm not throwing it back.
No, you're throwing it back.
It's a common misconception.
No, I was watching.
It's a good thing we already had a stretcher here.
Absolutely.
So you can continue
the looking,
episode.
I was watching intently to watch you throw it back.
We came from Mary Joie.
We
just
came?
In time. We just in time to
We're
be
coming?
Raided by the Straw Hat Pirates. Yep, that's right. This
we
filler.
Came?
We decided to go ahead and watch the next set of One Piece episodes on our One Piece journey. We watched the G8 filler arc. Yippee, hooray, woohoo, yippee, hi, hey. No one else is cheering? Are you serious? Okay, thank you.
I'm throwing it back. I don't have time for anything else.
you can stop throwing it back now.
No,
it's not a requirement.
No, real lord, this episode. Just imagine me throwing it back the entire time. There's not a point in this episode where I'm not twerking out of
my mind.
He's
doing the booty scooty.
I'm doing the booty scooty scooty booty.
God, I hate that I cannot ever think about throwing it back without thinking about Robin's bubble butt, dude.
Yeah, dude, he's booty scooty.
I hate it.
Just
but
think
I also
of the
like
other Robin. Think of Nico Robin.
Throwing it back? Okay. Yeah. Interesting, interesting. I'm going to think about regular Robin. before we get started, of course, if you like what you hear, which is kind of hard, especially with this episode, you know what? Feel free to subscribe to our Patreon. You know, we got fun stuff going on here. You can find us at patreon.com/3oweebros. For a dollar, you can go ahead and join our Discord server where we go ahead and throw it back time and time again, talking about anime we watch, anime we won't watch, games we play, games we probably won't play, and our thoughts for the episodes. And we do fun stuff sometimes, like stream,
your thought.
Watch video. Wow. To the thought elevator. and we generally like to have fun. I like to have fun, I think. Of course, if you wanted to follow us on social media, we all have our own little Twitter accounts, but we also have the @3oweebros Twitter page. So if you want to go ahead and give that a follow, go ahead. And you can even find us on all the streaming places and YouTube @3oweebros.
And so, you can find most of this stuff all in one place at funkyanimepodcast.com.
Amen. And if you want to send us an email, funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or the cooler contact@funkyanimepodcast.com. And for your suggestions, I don't remember that one. Someone tap me out.
Was it Medica Box?
Probably.
It's just Medica.
There's so many things.
Just Medica. Thank you.
Yeah, because it's a suggestion.
Yeah. Throw your suggestions in there.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds pretty good, right? Not bad. We have to thank people, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chuck.
What's up?
Can you thank the people?
Do the
purplest ones? Is that what it is?
Yeah, the purplest ones.
The most purple ones.
The most purple ones. I hate to tell you.
I know, purple.
Go to the Patreon. Click the supporting character chat. And then do those.
Supporting character. I'm so nervous. I like to thank Chuck. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. Hey, guys. I know, a big supporter of this podcast. So.
I'm so sorry.
I'd like to thank Pino for moral support.
I'd like to thank Bado. Wait, that's Garb. I'd like to thank Garb.
this is a mess.
Dude, absolutely. Yeah, that's the treat. That's the cream of the smell with the Pino episode.
The cream of the smell is worst thing you've ever said in your entire life.
Luckily, it's all filler, dude. No. All right.
All filler, no killer.
Up top. Yippee. All right. I'd like to thank Cosmos. I'd like to thank Cream Puff. I'd like to thank Mega Lazy Dude, or Mega Lazy Guy, I'm sorry, and Anime of the Week. Thank you.
The one Fox friend of ours in the minor characters, I think.
Oh, right. Our buddy Crimera. Thank you.
Crimea. The country of Crimea.
Of course. Is that everybody? I don't want to exclude anybody.
You did it. Now you just have to do that every time.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. Anyways. Guys, it's been a while. How are you guys doing?
What?
How are you guys doing? It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Garb, since Chuck wants to be a bad friend, how are you?
I had fish tacos again, so...
Oh, are we talking about
I'm
food?
Having a great time.
Yes! I just wanted to know how you guys were doing.
I had ramen.
Nice. I had ceviche.
Wow.
Bless I don't you. Know what that is.
That's fish, but raw.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What is it? What have I gotten up to?
Yeah, what shenanigans have you been into, buddy?
Final Fantasy 14.
All right.
Minecraft.
Okay.
My life's pretty boring, guys.
I don't know. That's all the things I wish I could do.
I mean, that's it, though. I don't really... SGDQ happened.
Yeah, man. SGDQ was real good this year.
That was good.
Dang, I missed it again.
Well, you can I just watched all the VODs. Yeah, the VODs are great.
I missed it again.
Okay.
I'll get them next
time. You did miss the Metal Gear Rising one, because that one got fucking yeeted.
Oh, no. What happened?
The guy, so he did the regular, like, hard mode Raiden's part. That was legit, right. At the last second, because the runner was doing it remotely, he just put up a spliced, like, segmented best of the Blade Wolf DLC, which was a goal, like, if they reached certain donation amount.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, he just kind of did that last minute of his own choice, and so they took down both runs, even though the other one was legit. But
that's so unfortunate.
So I don't think you can, I don't know if you can find those anymore, so you did miss one, but... There's plenty more Metal Gear Rising speedruns to watch.
I just think it's very funny. Like, you dummy, why did you do that?
Well, silly guy. He admitted it later, pretty quickly.
Dang. Well, you win some and you splice some, I guess. What other shenanigans you been up to, Garb?
Not much. I've been working on the opening. For the next season.
Hush, hush. Not yet.
And I played some Dusk.
Ooh, yeah. That looked like a fun game.
That's a good time.
Oh, very I bought nice. Steam Summer Sale stuff, I guess.
Yeah, you bought me stuff.
It's true.
Very nice.
Someday I'll play Yakuza.
Yakuza's base, though, so you should.
One day I'll also play Yakuza, I think.
Oh, I've been playing a lot of Inscription. That shit's
great. That game looks cool.
It's phenomenal.
It looks like it would hurt my brain.
It's probably my favorite game of 2021, since that's technically when it released.
True.
And then I bought Coin Game, so I could play games without having to go to an arcade and pay real money.
Nice. No more Dave & Buster's or Round Ones.
I mean, I would go to Round One.
I would go to Round One, actually, yeah. Round One sounds like it's fun.
Round One is based.
Yes.
Dave & Buster's is okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I ended up completing my Steam collection of all the Sunrun Kakarot games.
Congratulations.
Nice.
So now I'm playing the Splatoon one, where they just it plays just like Splatoon, except it's just water.
Oh, that's right.
Peach,
I forgot
Beach
that
Splash.
One.
Yep.
Wait,
yep.
I think I have that one. If we could play, can
we can play.
Co-op?
Yeah, we can just go up.
Let me see if I bought that. Let me see.
Not that bad. It's like better than I expected.
I do own Peach Beach Splash.
Well,
I do not own Peach
Pino
Beach Splash.
Achieved Card Pro on July 4th.
Proud to be American. Baby.
Yeah, that was my treat.
Nice.
It's actually pretty fun. They have a strange, like, in-game card, like, pack unwrapping, which hooked me even more. It's not pay to win either. It's just like in-game currency. So it's just a lot. It's grindy, but it's like a fun time.
Well,
for a while.
You're the king of throwing it back for a reason.
Of course, I'm putting on my sunglasses. If you didn't know, exactly.
Guys, did you know that we watched One Piece?
We did. Dude, guys, do you want to know what One Piece is?
No.
Good, because we have other episodes about it. No, I can't answer that for you.
Okay.
It's not...
Pino, what is the One Piece?
Sorry, it's redacted.
That's what it says right here.
Pino, did you know where it is?
I would like to tell you, but I'm not legally obliged to tell you
that. I mean, you do know where it is.
I think we better climb aboard and bring along all our
hopes and dreams. Yeah, together, you know, we can...
Bon voyage.
That's how you know.
That's how you know it's a good one.
You're listening. You're listening.
Absolutely,
a good one.
Exactly. Let's. I guess we'll get started. Right. We all know what One Piece is. It's a pretty niche series.
Give me a 3-sentence rundown. Your elevator pitch of One Piece.
One Piece. There's a stretchy man who wants to be king of the pirates. There is several episodes, and it's peak fiction.
Pino, that's
several.
That's awful elevator pitch.
Absolutely.
No one's going to watch it. It's a miracle that I read it.
Exactly. Someone else based farted in the elevator. Crap. Now it stinks.
Where's the stink?
You have to ride the rest of your elevator.
Well, because you got to keep your mouth closed. You don't want stink particles in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Plug your
He's
nose.
He's absolutely right. 100%.
Hundo P, you know?
Now, what would your elevator pitch be?
A group of eccentric pirates go to search for the greatest treasure of all time.
Okay.
Visit several islands and have a lot of homoerotic tension.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the first sentence, but yeah, everything else is pretty right.
I don't agree with the part that you said they were pirates. I don't think that's that's factual.
They seem more like sailors to me at this with the rest of the other sentences.
Yeah, I wouldn't classify them specifically as pirates.
See, there's a lot of intricacies with pirates and sailors. You know,
there's
bad
a stretchy
pitch.
Boy though. I didn't.
There is
a
stretchy.
I didn't say stretchy.
That's
boy
a fourth sentence at your. Cancel.
I'm walking out of the elevator. Oh, so there's a stretch of clink. It just closes on me.
There wasn't
it's
a
not
floor.
Not even my floor. Yeah.
There wasn't even a floor on that level.
I just stepped out into the air, just like Homer Simpson did.
You pulled the gang beasts where you just fall.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now that we got our funnies out of the way for now, I'm ready to tell you more about One Piece.
Nice.
If you're no stranger to the show, we've currently watched everything from East Blue till about the end of Skypiea.
To the end of Skypiea, not about. We about, ended at the
about.
End of Skypiea.
No, Pino. It's about.
Pino.
Okay. We ended at Skypiea. And as per usual, we always like to watch some of the fillers in between the content just because it makes our lives a little easier. Plus, I think some of the fillers are genuinely worth watching, especially this one.
Like this one, Smile.
Absolutely.
Even in the Patreon chat, shout out to the Patreon chat, we talked about how if you wouldn't have told me this was filler, I wouldn't have known.
Absolutely.
I know it's filler because they don't mention it ever again.
Sadly. So we watched episodes 196 to 206, which is a nice chunky 10 episodes of what I like to consider something that should have been canon, but obviously isn't.
I mean, you can't really...
I just want my homie Condoriano to be, you know, canon.
I mean, Condoriano made it into One Piece Treasure Cruise, and that's
right.
Really all
that's
you can
ask for.
That's
pretty peak. That's peak, you're right. Absolutely. So they specifically placed this in between Skypiea arc and the Long Ring Long Land arc, which
all
my homies love. Garb will eventually watch it at some point.
I'm trying to think of how you even – what did you just say?
Long Ring Long Land.
Yeah, it's Long Ring Long Land.
Yeah.
Long Ring Long Land.
Yeah, there you go. Now say it quicker. Nope. He gave up after
Long Ring Long Land. Lolly Lulay Low. Lolly Lulay Low.
Right, and you have to go to Long Ring Long Land. You're not making any sense, Colonel. Lolly Lulay. I'm imagining it playing out in my head. That's stupid. I hate it. Okay.
That was a good bit. That was a good bit, guys.
Very good.
Pat ourselves on the back.
Woohoo. All right. Other than that, Chuck, I believe this might be your first time watching G8 or no?
This is. I've heard very many things about it because when you go online and you're like, what's the best One Piece filler? This is always the top. Mm-hmm. This is never not everyone's like favorite one. And
yeah, the Patreons were riled up and ready to go. They saw G8.
They saw
a letter and a number and they said, pog, pog, pog.
They said, bingo.
Yeah, dude. There shouldn't be an 8 next to G though in Bingo. That's not the right number.
You're right. No, that's not hexadecimal.
That's not hexadecimal.
I don't know the rules, so that looks right
so
to me.
So do I.
You did this, Spino.
Yeah, I did this. I know. As for myself, I like watching this arc from time to time. I haven't in a long time. But I also was in the same camp as Garb. I originally thought it was canon until I realized, wow, it was not. And I thought it was probably one of the best things ever. The first time I initially watched it was ages back when the dub only had 206 episodes to it. So that was like a long ass time ago. So coming back to it gave me some nostalgic feelings. So
you came where?
Expect for a very nostalgic Pino today, as per usual.
Nice.
But yeah, let's go ahead and talk about that presentation if you guys want to go ahead and jump right into it.
Guys, did you know?
Mm-hmm. Did you know? What did I know?
It's Toei.
Toei. Yeah.
And did mm-hmm. you know that it's One Piece?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's still, it is in like that kind of weird spot where mm-hmm. like you can see the character designs getting stretched out a bit more now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's still like not fully like specifically, I think about Impel Down is when they're really long. For some reason, they get to
Code Geass levels of longness.
They do. They do.
Yeah, they do.
It's ridiculous.
And then it turns around, and then sometimes Nami just has the fattest ass you've ever seen. And then they're noodles again.
Yeah. This arc, you can tell it was like a transitional period. I think the first episode of the set that we watched was like Skypiea. And then they kind of just like had a weird kind of fluctuation in between the other episodes.
And then they made him into taffy and stretched them out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were in that point where it was still malleable. And so they were kind of flipping between them. They were squishing the Play-Doh together and then stretching it apart again. Well, they were kind of pizza dough.
Because we have this weird time in between Skypiea, which I feel like is the last bastion of like the kind of classic One Piece look.
Mm-hmm.
I guess until like 3D2Y is when the characters kind of look back to being weird.
They kind of enter an edgier phase, I feel like. This section from what we're starting now until, like you mentioned, 3D2Y is like, I like to consider it as like kind of like edgy piece where it just kind of
edge piece.
It starts looking like just like a typical like anime sort of like it's very fluid in a sense. It's very it doesn't match up to like the
manga,
but it still feels like nothing's changed.
Well, I mean, it's also a pretty gradual move, mm-hmm. which I do appreciate. Like, I mean, obviously, especially as a person who has watched some episodes from like each era, even though I don't think I've ever heard people really talk about it like that. But like end of Jaya, it has a shift, and then end of, I guess, Summit War, I guess,
mm-hmm.
or there's Sabote, there's another shift, and it's just like, what the heck? Why? And then they become HD, and then Nami has zero waist, like negative waist. It's oh no, that wasn't, that's ridiculous. It's so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, all I'm saying is that we have a long way to get to Wano.
Yeah, it's very...
or end of Whole Cake, you know, if I want to be generous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so the animation is kind of... I like it. It's just kind of different. I feel like in this particular arc, they just had different, like, maybe directors and artists just working on it. So we had some longies. We had some regular...
It's filler. That's a good time for someone who is, mm-hmm. you know... in a position where, okay, well, maybe they can handle something like this on their own. Give them a filler arc. See how they do.
Well, I mean, the other thing that, what was I talking about? I don't know what I was talking about. There's a lot of still frames and a lot mm-hmm. of choppy animation, which it's Toei. This was made around the part where they did not start caring, where they like kind of stopped caring, but they never really cared that much in the first place. But like, this is peak bad Toei, I feel. Actually, I don't know.
No, many would consider it a different era.
Wouldn't like Dressrosa be
peak Dressrosa, Punk Hazard, Fishman Island, and so the post true. Times give. Yeah. Those are a little...
It's true. It's true.
Well, I call that bad piece.
I mean, I like that. Well, story-wise.
Story-wise are great. Animation-wise, yeah, I felt like something was missing. Everything felt
Garb
a little
flat.
Know. He doesn't know.
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know about...
I've been hearing about this time skip since time began.
And you're going to continue hearing about it for another probably 3 years.
Holy shit.
I mean, truly, Garb, I just want to tell you right now, we passed the 200 episode mark now.
Yeah. We've watched 206 episodes.
Time skip is 516.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And you're in it for the long haul now.
I mean, okay. You're stuck with us. I mean, yeah. You should just read the manga, but also it's weird. If you start reading now, I feel like having you as a unique perspective is fun.
Yeah, we're keeping you. We're and keeping you anime only.
And also, you're lazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've read a little bit of it, but I couldn't commit to Naruto either. So.
I mean, but Naruto's bad. The manga is actively bad. And I will die on this hill because the Naruto.
Tragic. He is dying on that hill.
It truly isn't. Oh my god! Don't even get me started. There's blank pages of descriptions. It's bad. Like literally, they talk about chakra, and it's. Let me.
I'm all for that shit. I don't know what you're talking about. I want to see a half page just describing chakra.
No, but it's
that's
there's
great.
So much. No, but it's like so much blanks. It's awful. It's awful.
Hey, at least it's not just a paragraph in a panel, right? Am I right?
Sag.
Shout outs to them coming back though.
I mean, yeah, it's like this. This is what I fucking think about. It's shit like this.
Really love when the picture doesn't load. Oh. Nah.
It's literally
no, man,
just...
this is like in JoJo whenever they're fucking explaining the stupid bullshit they did.
What do you mean stupid bullshit they did?
Whenever he's like, "Oh, I tripped the basket with a spaghetti noodle and
what are you talking
with Hama?
Now I've trapped the hobbit stand."
Well, yeah, but this is a whole chapter. There's a whole chapter of this perv telling Naruto that he sucks and that he puts all of his stamina into ninjutsu.
Oh, are you talking about Ebisu Sensei, the guy with the glasses?
Yeah.
And then I bet Naruto beat the shit out of him.
Well,
yeah, but he was also weak.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, it wasn't. What are you talking about?
Did he beat the shit out of him?
I mean,
guys, we're gonna watch Naruto for the next.
Guys,
film.
I'm gonna kill myself.
We're gonna talk about One Piece again now,
guys. Yes, we will. Guys. I will absolutely talk about One Piece in the
back
Naruto
to One
episode.
Piece.
Back to Naruto.
The OST.
Guys, One Piece and Fortnite.
Dude, One Piece and Fortnite.
Guys, OST is based as
guys,
always.
OST never changes. They're still going to use the old songs, but they did have some new songs, so that's always nice to have.
Bro, I'm not going to complain when they have freaking Rubber Bazooka. Who? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about, dude? Mm-hmm.
He's right. Also,
I still don't like Usopp's eye catch, but I like the rest of them.
Wait, no, we sang Choppers. Hold up. We sang Choppers. We don't remember Usopp's. Wait, what is
Usopp? Yeah, because it's just fucking.
Oh, maybe, right.
Gotcha. Maybe you're just weak. Also, when was Usopp's one even used?
Only in the eye catchers and a couple of times in the anime. Not too frequently.
No, but I'm like. When
him and Nico Robin are fucking around,
I mean,
and sneaking,
I'm looking through.
We'll go back to the logs.
OnePieceTracklist.com to see it and listen to it, and I can't find
something like that. There's a lot of them. Usopp's got interesting ones. I like Usopp stuff.
Oh, this one
wrong.
Nami's is the best one.
Yippee! Yeah.
Because it's not me.
I feel like you're just a hater.
Maybe.
Guys, did you watch the dub or the sub?
I think it's funny.
I watched the dub.
Yeah, I watched the dub.
Sub's pretty great. That's all I got to say. I mean, it's the sub. You can't really knock it.
I mean, yeah, it's One Piece sub, you know?
Mm-hmm. I remember looking at the Patreon chat and Chuck seeing hearing a good old friend of ours, and by friend, I mean someone we just happen
Ian
to like.
Sinclair.
Ian Sinclair as Random Marine 1, 2, and maybe 3. So that was cool. I remember hearing that voice back in the day. I'm like,
those are golden pipes. That's Ian.
Yeah. One day he'll join the crew. One day.
He's going to be full-time someday.
it's weird because I'm like, oh, that's Brooke.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, right? Very crazy.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I need to look up Usopp's eye catch.
All right. You mind if I scurry on over to the opening, or you want some time?
No, you go.
All right. So we're going to tread some familiar waters. We did have an opening, and I believe we had two endings, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds about right.
No, I thought we only had one.
Didn't they at least play 12, like the really shitty one at night, like at least once?
I don't think so.
Then we'll just talk about the new one.
Oh.
That's what I said.
No, but you saw
it. It is hilarious.
But it's perfect. It's Usopp. It's so Usopp.
It is Usopp.
100%
it's Usopp. It's so... It's chromatic. That's what we'll call it.
You're chromatic.
Thanks.
Nice. Got him, dude. High five.
Womp womp.
That wasn't a high five, but okay, I believe you. All right, OPs. So we got to hear one of my favorites again, Bon Voyage by Bon Bon Blanco. Still slaps, not going to lie. I prefer both versions, both sub and
that's,
dub.
That's not how preferring works.
I prefer both.
I like them both, too. I prefer them both as well. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Do you concur?
No, I don't
I concur.
He concurs. See, two out of
three. It's good. But we're not to opening five yet and opening six.
Hey,
yet,
we don't. He doesn't know about opening five yet. Don't
Bro,
worry.
He's gonna the lose best his is mind. Yet to come. Literally, Holy the next shit. Episode. Literally, the next episode is opening five.
Quite literally.
Quite literally.
Yeah, Bon Voyage holds Bon Voyage a special place in my heart. Yep, it's pretty great. I love the addition of 3D water. The start of 3D water and 3D boat, which is nice. Get ready to see a lot of 3D nice, in the openings.
A nice crusty 3D boat that looks like it came out of a PS2 game.
It looks like Initial D car.
On his Initial D boat. Initial D
a
going
boat drift,
married.
Maybe I've become the opposite of jaded here, but I kind of love it.
No, I love it.
It's great, but you can tell.
Well, don't take me... Like, I'm also like, it's a One Piece opening. It's not like I'm looking for a 12 episode, like, seasonal anime that can put more budget into it when they're not trying to make a weekly show.
Yeah.
Like, you get a level of like, you know, me giving you a little bit.
But also,
it's classic One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
And this was made in like 2005 or something. I don't know when.
Roughly. I don't remember.
Let me look it up. It was...
I think it might have been 4.
2004.
God, there it is. It was in my soul.
it's good, though. And the song's good, so... Absolutely. I got no complaints. It's a fun time. Not my favorite, but not bad.
All right, and for this set of episodes, we did get a new ending called Dreamship by...
It sucks.
Aiko Ikatu. I'm not too big of a fan of the song itself, but I like the images. Some of them are part of the color spreads. The first part where they're brushing their teeth and Luffy eating fish, that's straight out of... I have the color walk, actually, with that picture in it.
Yeah.
It's funny to me. It's so goofy. I love it. But it's not standout-ish. It's like characters, their names floating over their faces, and a new picture. It's okay.
It's not.
My favorite part is the camera at the end where it falls off and you get a funny picture of the crew. So that one's always been a little bit of a hee hee in my heart.
It's no Before Dawn. That's all I can say.
Oh yeah, it's no fish before either. Dawn. So
oh, it's no fish.
It's no fish.
There's no fish here, guys.
Dude, but we get Smiling Chopper. We get Smiling.
I mean, Chopper smiles the most.
It's true. He's the happiest. Maybe.
Gosh, I love... Guys, sidetrack. Before Dawn's dub is so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Ending
You're making
five.
Me want to listen to it, dude.
It's phenomenal, dude.
Before
Dawn. Dude, I grow stronger having you by my side.
Dude, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, it's so good. Sorry that I'm just talking about things that aren't One Piece.
Hey, you're good. I mean, they technically are One Piece, but yeah.
Well, but it's not G8 related.
It's true. I mean, I'm probably not even going to talk about G8 as much because I've been practicing my synopses. Don't worry. Why is he? He's laughing at me. He hasn't heard my synopses and he's laughing.
You're laughing at me. He's not listening to my synapses, fire.
He's laughing at my synapses.
Look at the pow, pow, pow.
on the day of my G8 recording.
You do this to me. Synapses. Get Commander Jonathan in here on the double right now.
Hello, it's me, Jonathan.
Oh, hi, Jonathan. Hi. I didn't mean to bother you during lunchtime.
Yeah. Hey, have you eaten lunch yet?
Yeah, no. I...
Oh, that won't do at all. Come sit right cool. here.
Are you going to eat those carrots and broccoli? The fruits that you're loving,
you.
Jessica?
No, that's for you, because you haven't been eating.
Thank you. I'm gonna
eat it. Yeah, see, they're great. I hate Don't broccoli.
Tell Jessica that was great. That was...
Tell Jessica that it was great.
Wait, why are you telling? I asked you to tell. What?
No, I'm telling the guy who brought it to tell Jessica.
That guy looks like Monkey D. Luffy.
Who the hell is Jessica?
get him, dude.
Get him, guy.
We gave you a nice, synopsis right there.
Yeah, guys, that's it. That you don't have to watch G8 because we gave you the entire story. In 30 seconds.
You maybe still should, though. It was pretty good.
It's pretty good.
All right, let me get you the real synopsis, all right? All right. So, picking off, again, where we left off, the crew was leaving Sky Island, and they were floating down, you know, on the little friendly Sky Squid. Sky Squid loses all the air, and...
it's an octopus, not a squid.
They're both delicious either way, so...
Your synopsis is going off to a rough start.
Dude, it's okay. But this leads to the Straw Hats landing inside what is known as the Impregnable Fortress of Navarone, home of the G8 Marine Unit. These guys have not actually seen a lot of battle in a long time. They haven't had any action in a while. But when push comes to shove, we're about to see them get back into shape, back into motion. Because when the push comes pushing, they're pushing back. I'm pretty sure I didn't say that right. The ship lands in the bay. Everybody believes it to be a ghost ship, mostly because they don't actually see the crew on the boat. They do see evidence of people living in the boat, but all they can remember are, ooh, creepy floating hands, ooh.
A ghost ship.
But this leads to the separation of the crew. Have the separate, but entertaining crew, groups dynamics. We have Nami and Zoro at the start, Luffy and Sanji, Robin and Usopp, and unfortunately Chopper stays alone until maybe halfway through the arc, which I think was a good decision. I like these group dynamics a lot. Kind of wish Chopper had more time with other crew members, but it's a good pairing.
I actually do have some issues with this because it takes a long time to get there, to get to like some of those fun dynamics, and the intro I feel really bogged this whole, like the first couple episodes like are pretty slow all things considered.
I don't know, man. I was pretty sucked in. I can't say they did focus quite a lot on Luffy and Sanji for a while, and they had opportunities where they could have been mixing other characters in, and they didn't.
I just feel like the Usopp and Robin specifically got shafted more than anything.
Yeah.
And it's just dumb.
I still think that worked out.
Like it worked out, but I wish we got more. Yeah. I feel like it was too imbalanced. I get that. I get that Luffy's the Monkey D, but like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. But that being said, I was still immediately.
It's still very fun.
I started it and I watched it all in one sitting.
Hey, that's what I like to hear, moment, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, the first episode I was in.
Absolutely. I feel
It was really good filler arc. So exactly. Even though there's little nitpicks, still pretty good.
So let's go ahead and talk about the. Since you guys did mention it, the group that got most of attention first, we'll talk about Sanji and Luffy's group. So Sanji and Luffy, while exploring the base, end up impersonating cooks that came from Mary Joie. These cooks were apparently said to be the best in the business, and we're going to go ahead and show these, the cooks of Navarone, you know, what it is to eat fine dining at an admiral level. Luckily, they never showed up because Nami kind of just pointed them in the wrong direction made me laugh because they're like, excuse me, young lady, do you know where the kitchen is? And she's just like, she's not having it. She's like, I don't want to be here.
She was trying to blend in.
Absolutely.
So she's like, here you go.
It's that away. She said, take a left, take a right, take two lefts, and then you're there. What did she say?
Where'd she go?
Oh, man. But Sanji and Luffy with the cooks. So the cooks were very defensive. They wanted to make sure that the pride of Navarone, you know, wasn't tarnished. And so they challenged mostly Sanji, not Luffy. Sanji to a kind of cook-off to satisfy and cook for the next group of Marines coming in for lunch. I believe it was like maybe 100 meals, if I remember correctly. While the cooks and the head cook, Jessica, were showing off, doing their stuff. They neglected to remember that they're in the high seas, and every bit of resource is important. And it took Sanji being all cool and using all the leftovers that the cooks left to wow and you know, just astound not only the cooks but the Marines who ate the meal. So Sanji earned the respect of cooking crew, while Luffy just sat there eating like, you know, the monkey he is, just plate after plate.
Bruh.
At least he does not leave a meal unturned. So that's good. Am I right?
True.
Not too
Dude,
bad.
Dude, Sanji gave him the what for?
Yeah. He said, hold my smoke, and then just got ahead and chopped the fish head up, made little balls. I would have eaten it.
And he's like, listen here, motherfucker.
Yeah. You're going to starve.
Don't waste any of this shit.
You're starving. Yeah.
He's like, you're trying to show off, but here's how it goes down.
Mm-hmm. We're going to move on to the second group. We touched briefly on Nami trying to find disguises, just trying to make sure she wasn't seen. Runs into Zoro and ends up inevitably getting Zoro caught by throwing his three swords off a cliff, which was hilarious to me because, well, I like it when Zoro just... I like Zoro being cool, but I like Zoro being an idiot more. I don't know. It's just funny to me. But he's unfortunately the first one of the Straw Hats to be captured by the Marines here.
It was kind of overpowered. For a filler arc like this to work, you kind of have to have a period without
Well,
Zoro.
I mean, literally, they did that with Luffy half the time by throwing him either in the Sea Prism Stone or
exactly.
the net. And I'm just like, I get it. When they do it like three times, I'm like,
yeah,
guys,
you gotta keep them coming in. But at least it was still fun.
Nerfed him.
I mean, it was like still fun, but I'm just like, come on.
Yeah. Filler do be filler.
I'm going to fill you.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
What? I didn't say anything. Let's go to the next group.
What'd you tell me?
I didn't say anything.
Pino?
Next group. Yeah.
I'm going to crucify you.
Wow. No. Please.
What, do you not want to be crucified?
He died for your anime.
Not
soon.
Really. My back hurts, and I know that thing hurts your back like a mofo.
What, crucifixion?
I'm pretty sure. It's not comfortable.
No way.
It's going to hurt a lot.
It literally suffocates you.
Yeah, but like, what if I want to rest my back on the wood? It's not going to...
It's not going to let you, boss.
Exactly. That's why It just ain't it. I ain't about that, Chief.
You know what I am about, though?
Yeah.
What are you about?
Yeah.
Weird.
Nami cleaning up the old gym nobody uses. That was funny to me. Yeah.
The whole thing? By yourself?
Good times. I think my favorite group was actually... funny enough, my favorite group was Usopp and Robin, just because Usopp be Usopp. This man jumps... the gun all the times, really nervous, and he's paired up with the coolest, calmest, and collected of the bunch, Robin. So Usopp, almost ignoring everything Robin tells him to do about, you know, espionage and sneaking in, manages to end up getting captured, almost talking his way out of being a special chief inspector sent to inspect the base, only to then be foiled by Robin, who is impersonating that same person, but better. And, well, Usopp gets thrown in jail with Zoro. So I thought he got his just desserts. Should have just listened to Robin, as we all should.
Dessert.
I like this Chief Commander Shepard better because she got cool glasses and knowledge. I love knowledge. She manages to get that outfit, by the way, by beating up the real Inspector Shepard, who we'll talk about later. Nami eventually then meets up with Chopper in the medical ward after Chopper's just been crying probably for like a maybe full 6 hours now, trying to get to a safe place. And then we get a little section where Chopper helps out a Dr. Kobato perform tons of emergency surgery while at the same time helping that said doctor overcome her fear of being a doctor. No, fear of blood, but also being a doctor. I found that to be stupid, not gonna lie. How are you a doctor? I'm a pediatrician. And then you just can't do the blood. Like, I'm just... I don't know if she should have gotten the degree at that point.
I don't know how she made it that far.
Yeah.
Because the standards aren't very high on the...
I don't even think they're kids on the base. Why? What is she there for?
Why?
Kind of crazy.
They didn't really think that part out very well, but yeah.
She was a cute character, though. I did enjoy the time we had with Kobato, but...
She was very funny, especially at that part where they're like, oh, well, if they catch us, then I'll just scream.
Yeah, good job, Kobato. Yes.
And then she did.
And then she Nami screamed, too, and they just screamed.
She screamed for they know. back to the group with Sanji and Luffy. Sanji's still cooking up a storm in the kitchen, and Jessica's like, oh, shoot, it's my honey's lunchtime. Let me go ahead and give him the best cooking made by her hand. And, you know, food arrives, and Commander Jonathan, the big head of the base, is like, well, I really heard about this great cook, and I kind of want to eat his food. Honey, could I not eat your food? And she gets a little mad, but... Eventually, you know, the food from the popular chef does arrive. Unfortunately, the server happened to be Luffy because he was eyeballing the dish from a mile away. And I think one of my favorite scenes occurs at that point. Jonathan's just trying to enjoy a meal. And every time he puts his fork down to grab a delicious bite, he smacks the plate. And you just see Luffy smiling, cheesing like a fool, and just chewing on food. Until the like near the last like whatever meatball or fish ball it was, and bam, you get the confrontation, and not really confrontation, but the meeting of Jonathan and Luffy, which I thought was a great way to kind of introduce the characters to each other. I'm not gonna lie, Jonathan is probably one of my favorite filler characters in any kind of arc. Not gonna lie,
he's really fun.
He's really fun. He's different, is the thing. Go ahead.
Since we went on the Metal Gear tangent earlier, he's
the Raiden of One Piece.
No, he's more like he's one of those villains that respects the main characters.
Oh, right.
He's a sombrero guy.
And he's honorable in his own right. You know, he's a good dude and you got to love him.
Yeah, and it's so refreshing because in this entire filler arc, it's not like you have to fight this guy. You're not fighting him physically. You're fighting a battle of wits and like strategy.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like hella refreshing, especially for a character as just cool and calm and collected as him. It was so cool. Like I know for a time back in the day, I just used him as a profile picture because it was just the coolest character to me.
You did do a pretty good impression of him a moment ago.
Dude, I don't know who that voice actor is, but that voice is just, that's how, you know what, when I get older, I want to sound like that and or go fishing. I don't know. I don't know which one I'm going to trade for.
All of the above.
Maybe just go fishing.
you can't let your dreams be memes.
Be memes, yeah. You're right. But before they can encircle Luffy in that office where Jonathan was eating, Sanji manages to get Luffy out of there and they kind of have to run for it, which is nice. Luffy and Sanji then end up going on a rescue mission to get Zoro and Usopp from prison. But before that happens, they arrest a suspicious figure, some skinny guy who claims to be Commander Shepard. They throw him in. Usopp instantly knows, hey, this guy is the real Commander Shepard, but I'm going to do Robin a solid. I'm going to pretend he's our friend. He's the best crewmate we ever had, a man by the name of Condoriano. And thus the meme was born.
Thus the most based character.
They fuck with him the whole arc about it.
And yeah, and not just him. Even the Marine boss. They're like, oh, hello, Condoriano. Or should I say,
pardon
Commander Shepard. It's so funny. Like, the fact that, and Chuck brought it up, the fact that they put it in the mobile game and just, like, the fan base just, they call him Condoriano just to give him the D middle name. It's still That's funny great. To me. It's so weird that you have, like, not prolific, but, like, interesting and memorable characters coming out of a filler arc like that. Like, you can't really say that.
Dude.
It's awesome. Yeah. But, yeah, Sanji and Luffy go ahead and enter the prison. We do get an interesting scene that I want to touch on. There is a shipwright in the Navy base that kind of befriends Usopp before he gets arrested. And he visits Usopp in the prison. And he's like, oh yeah, it seems like your ship was taken good care of, but it wasn't done too well. And Usopp's like, yeah, I didn't do it. And the guy's like, what? And Usopp's like, yeah, I just woke up one night and there's just some guy working on it. And then shipwright is like, wait, I know what that is. And then like the Marines are like, no, you got to go. Get out of here, bro.
And then they don't explain it.
They don't explain it. They don't explain it. Chuck, he doesn't know.
Usopp even has an opportunity to ask the guy again, and he just doesn't.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Just keep that in mind. For some reason, they felt the need to put that in there, which I appreciate because it's just... I guess it's Toei setting it up, but it's very strange that they added that particular scene into this filler arc. Just keep that in mind if you can remember when we finally get to a certain point in the story.
And I brought it up now. The fact that they failed to mention it again when Usopp had the opportunity has stuck out to me. So
Amen.
It's committed to memory. Don't worry.
It's all right. You know what else is committed to memory? Sanji not being able to find the correct impact dial and using the smell dial to get everybody hella stinky in jail.
I thought it would be funny. It was.
It was very
funny. It was funny movie.
Luckily, thanks to the fart gas, they were able to free their friends. I won't tell you how. I just want you guys to think they freed them with farts.
Use your imagination.
Exactly. They managed to save Usopp and Zoro, and they managed to escape, which is great. I have to go back through my notes. They managed to escape. Robin ends up also shaking off the guards, meeting the crew back at the ship. Nami does the same, and so does Chopper. But before they actually all get together, there is a little final showdown at the boat. As Garb said, the Nami and Kabato scream. Chopper does his best at acting as a bad guy, and Luffy does what Luffy does best and flings his friends onto the ship to save them, only for them to be upset because, hey, bro, what the hell? We didn't want you to do that.
Man, it was something else seeing Chopper act all big and mean.
I liked the part where just Zoro was clapping. He's like, oh, wow, it's pretty good. Good job. You get a lot of fun character moments here. It's refreshing to see, especially after a very controversial but still fun arc of Skypiea, where you didn't have too much of that. They get into the boat. They plan their escape. They're like, hey, we got the boat. We got to leave. And then Nami's like, wait a second. Hey, doesn't this boat...
Something's not right.
Does this boat feel a little lighter, bro? And lo and behold, they open the storage hold and all their gold's gone from Skypiea. And, as the rule of filler goes, you know, if you enter the filler with something, you got to leave with the same thing. You can't get something new. You can't lose something. You gotta leave the way you came in.
So we got to fly up and we got to go back.
We got to revisit Skypiea in the filler. No, so they turn back and they go ahead and make a plan to get the gold back. Now, an interesting scene also happens in this filler section. There actually is a canon moment in one of the episodes. The canon moment is a scene where the crew debates and decides, you know, what they need the money for. And Nami says, hey, this money is going to be for the Mary. We need this for the Mary's repairs. And that's like a small little adaptation of chapter 303. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. That little section there, that was canon, where they talked about, hey, this money is for the Mary and we need a shipwright.
Interesting that they snuck that in. But I know. That makes sense. I'm guessing that the pieces are going to fall into place.
Absolutely. So as they're going back into the base, they're trying to find out, hey, where's the gold at? They all suspect that it's at the big old safe, because obviously that's where you'd put your gold. Of course, Jonathan's smarter than that, and he has it in his office. However, the Straw Hats don't know, and Commander Condoriano, I mean, Shepard doesn't know that either. And so, you know, because Condoriano is a man who looks after himself, he's like, I'm going to catch the Straw Hats, and brings out a big old gun, fires it backwards, and, you know, Straw Hats manage to escape again. Thank you, Condoriano. You're the real homie, of course. Luffy and Nami manage to go into Jonathan's office. They're like, where's the gold? And Jonathan's like, oh, it's right there.
He's like, all right, good job. You found it. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, it's right there.
You found it.
I literally put it. I'm dangling it right in front of your face. What else can I do?
He's like, I'm going to have to kill you for it, though.
Exactly. Unfortunately, he does not manage to kill them at that moment. Nami and Luffy somehow successfully grab all the gold and make it back to the ship. But Jonathan still has another trick up his sleeve. He's like, well, the reason we're the impregnable fortress is because of weather phenomena. Around dawn or dusk, the sea level near the gate drops, and it becomes essentially a ship graveyard where there's literally no way a boat can sail because there's no water. Straw Hats fall into the trap. Condoriano to the rescue. He's like, I'm going to catch them again, but this time with other people. Manages to mess that up, blows up a cannon that was aiming directly at the Straw Hats. Straw Hats manage to find the octopus in Luffy's pants. Well, Luffy just says, hey, I got the octopus if we need to escape.
Yeah, just casually pulls that out like a fucking RPG character.
Pulls it out of his pants, by the way. What is he doing? What does he know? I don't know. But that squid was, that octopus was probably very warm. That's all I can really say. They managed to...
I hope it wasn't moist as well, but...
I feel like it would prefer moist, you know?
Exactly. That's the... Luffy. You maybe shouldn't do that.
Moisty D. Luffy. they need to reinflate the octopus. However, they need the elevation to, you know, maintain themselves in the air. So everybody volunteers Usopp to use the impact dial to blast them off into space like Team Rocket. Again, they shit on Usopp as much as they shit on Condoriano in this arc, and I love it. It felt right. It felt so right. So they managed to escape with their gold in one piece. Yeah, I said it. And they managed to...
He said it!
I said it, everybody. All
guys,
right.
Guys, he said it.
Dude, we said it. We can stop the episode right now.
Wow. We found it.
We found the one piece.
Guys, we found the one piece.
My lawyers are going to kill me.
My lawyers are going to eat you alive.
I can't believe it. I'll see you in Marine Court.
I'll see you in hell.
See you in Impel Down.
No!
So they managed...
I was on the 4.5 level.
Oh, no. I'm on the first level.
Oh,
I was loitering.
I'm still on the tutorial.
Oh no, he didn't even get past the gate. But yeah, they managed to escape.
Yeah, because he didn't watch the tutorial.
It's true. But the Straw Hats managed to escape, and Jonathan's like, you know what? We did a good job. We're not going to get shut down. I'm pretty sure they might have gotten shut down in real life, but they probably didn't. And they blame it all on Shepard. So it's okay. Condoriano takes the blame, for he is the god.
Did you call me?
Yeah, you heard me.
Oh, man. I really wish I could buy One Piece DVDs and Blu-rays.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Why are there so many?
Blame Toei.
Why are there
Blame
so many?
Blame Toei.
Yeah. And I'm going to... I've just been looking at DVD box sets, and I'm like, man, I would love to get the Dragon Ball Z 4x3 Steelbook, but those are all like $45 and there's like seven of them. Or like eight. I don't even know how many. It's too many. Guys, what you should do, upload the original quality always. Don't make me buy a box set that puts it in the aspect ratio that it should be in the first place.
Why is this such a problem? Let's just make this widescreen and fuck half the image.
I mean, yeah, really, let's just see Luffy's eyes and teeth and not
really,
his
only see his teeth.
Really, it's Toei because they did that with One Piece and they only recently didn't do it with Dragon Ball. Did you hear about the 30th anniversary edition Blu-ray controversy?
No. Tell me
when
more.
When was that? I feel like that I remember one from a couple years ago. But
2019, I think. It was it was.
Yeah, I remember.
It was not good, by the way. It did not have a good release, and the quality was bad.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it, absolutely.
I mean, it just... Well, now you can get it in Steelbooks for better.
That's what I like to hear. Good. Very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the synopsis. I kind of want to open just characters to see if you guys want to talk about your favorite character moments or characters that kind of stood out to you.
What was it?
Any arc with Nico Robin is
good. Well, lucky for you, that's most arcs from this point forward.
Good. I was afraid that she was going to leave. She
kills you, actually.
That's fine. That's fine.
He doesn't
but
know.
As long as she's still a straw hat.
He doesn't know.
I do like the part where Sanji's like, I'm going to cut the bones into mush.
Yeah.
And he cuts the bones into mush. And
in
like,
one action, just one shweep of his knife.
The knife's
they're,
so
they're
good.
They're powder.
Man, the knife is so good.
Dude, be some like really, really malleable like fish bones. They're just like...
Yeah, bro. All the stuff in the Grand Line, you actually just snap at it and it dissolves into paste.
There's no bones, only cartilage.
Dude, yeah. I ate the bones. But like, man, it was really fun.
Yeah,
it's a really fun time. Like I had a little bit of issues with like the first episode. It felt a bit slow. But when they finally get into like the sort of manhunt and the intrigue. I like to call it the chess game because he has the chess pieces. But like when the chess game actually starts,
it really kicks.
It's
into
good.
Gear.
It's so good, dude. It kicks your butt, and you're like, "Wowie, wow, wow."
Yeah,
it kicked my butt.
Exactly.
And it's just a really fun time. I was like, man, I love One Piece watching this because it's just so fun. It's just so simple. And it's One Piece.
It's quick. It's done. It's over with.
And we're on to the next island.
You can't say that very much about One Piece.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is the only thing that would have tipped me off if I didn't know this was filler, is the fact that it was so short.
Yeah.
And then also at the end that everything was pretty inconsequential. Those little hints, which I don't quite understand yet.
Which wasn't really... Well, Pino, you also said, like, it's canon, like... It's a hint. It's not really canon.
Yeah.
Unless...
Except the conversation did occur in the ship. I think I actually have the chapter with me. Let me open up.
Nice.
Well, until he looks it up, I'm going to kick his butt.
Do I have 30? Here.
He's flipping through pages.
I am.
I'm
going to
flip through your pages. What's up?
I hope you can hear that. If not...
Oh, I can. Sheesh.
All right. Let's see. Doflamingo. There it is. Yeah. I actually have the chapter right in front of me. I'll take a picture.
Oh, that's so bizarre now. If you go to the Funimation store, it redirects you to...
Wait, what?
Well, because Crunchyroll and Funimation are the same thing now.
I mean, the Funimation site was... We trashed it pretty hard for
It did suck.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible.
Well, because I went to the Funimation site... And then I was like, okay, I'll just look at things through there. And I'm just scrolling. I'm like, oh, this isn't half bad. And then I scroll back up and I see Crunchyroll store at the top. And I'm like, It's wild.
Shoutouts to still not being sponsored by Crunchyroll, but Crunchyroll, still God, loving Crunchyroll. God,
Crunchyroll, please. You have so much money. Well, first, pay your translators. Please, yeah. For the love of God, do that. And then pay us. Oh, Pino Hand, Pog.
Pino Hand, yeah.
Your hand.
But that's, okay.
Handling.
When and where.
Just saved it.
But yeah, that's part of the chapter there where they talk about it. There's Nami separating the gold. It's like, I'm taking 80%. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Hey. Literally, the only reason I know that is because this is the only English copy of One Piece manga material that ever. I own. Like, that I physically own. Volume 32.
I thought you have more volumes.
I have the Japanese ones you gave me, but I thought you had
more recent ones. I thought.
Nope, just this one. 32. I've had it since middle school, I think.
More like 30 poo.
Yeah. Yeah. Got me. But yeah, the other things were just more like hints, like the old shipwright guy. Yeah.
The merry go.
Yeah. Good old Viz translation.
Go in my pants.
Mary go to the polls.
Mary go to the bathroom.
You know, that's why it's the impregnable fortress.
Yeah.
Because the Marines actually believe in women's autonomy.
We love that for them.
And we thought they were bad guys. Nah. Well, they still mostly are.
Yeah, some of them are pretty bad, actually. Yeah. Oh,
man, do you want to watch... You can apparently get a Dragon Ball Super Complete Series Blu-ray Limited Edition for $150. Which, I mean, isn't too bad for a cost of episode, because there's 131 episodes.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it's, you know, you get dub and sub, and I guess. Of course. But still, that's a lot. Still a lot. Jesus Christ.
Chuck, I've got a confession.
What? What's up?
I forgot to ask the patrons.
God damn it.
I mean, I didn't honestly forgot about that segment until just
Are we doing now. That segment?
We don't have to. We can just say it's the best Jonathan segment.
Guys, welcome to the best Jonathan segment. Today, we're going to talk about the best Jonathan in this podcast episode.
Got you. Can I start?
Guys, today, once again, our contestants are Chuck, Pino, Garb, and myself. Who Jonathan, what? You advocating for?
All right, I'm advocating for Jonathan when he was fishing at the beginning of the arc, where he had the funny little hat, like the visor hat. That's the best Jonathan to me.
I'm advocating for Jonathan at the end of the story when he said he was going to punch the El Coritanio.
Oh, well, I think that the best Jonathan is in the middle whenever he's moving chess pieces, trying to catch the straw hat.
That's a good Jonathan. Very good Jonathan. Wow.
Guys... There's a lot of good Jonathan.
Yeah.
You know who else has a good Jonathan?
No.
Our email.
Well, I mean, you counted yourself twice, Chuck. Yeah. You said Chuck, Garpino, and myself. So you gave yourself an extra.
Give yourself.
I mean, I can vote for another Jonathan.
Dude, how about the Jonathan?
Do you want me to vote? No, you don't get to talk about another Jonathan.
No, but
the last Jonathan is future Jonathan, whenever he's fired.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. Dude, Jonathan in the full Marine outfit is actually a good Jonathan, too.
Based.
All right. That was a good Jonathan segment, guys.
Guys, did you like Jonathan?
Yeah, I did.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, if you want to tell us your favorite Jonathan, send us an email at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
We make another email, Jonathan.
Just send us pictures of Jonathan. Fan art of Jonathan, please.
Guys, I don't want fan art of us. I want fan art of Jonathan specifically.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
We'll retweet it.
Absolutely, dude. Guys, I'll use it as a profile picture if you let me.
Guys, we have one email.
Oh.
Well, we have an email account, but we also got an email on that email account.
Wow.
Guys, from Brady. Thank you, Brady.
Woo!
Brady says, if you could spend one day with any fictional character, who would it be and what would you do?
As if I didn't already know my answer.
He's going to say Jonathan and he's going to say fishing.
Yeah!
That's a pretty based answer.
Yeah, I knew you're Pino.
Yeah.
You are so... predictable.
But if so I based, didn't, though. If I didn't choose Jonathan, probably be Nami. And I just go
and
shopping.
And you would go fishing.
Yeah, go fishing. You're right, right, right. Not shopping. Yeah, go fishing.
Yeah. Silly of you. God, I don't even know.
Maybe Gohan.
Oh,
Gohan sounds cool.
Can I just listen to Gohan teach?
Dude,
is sure. That does that's that count?
Hype. Yeah,
I think that's lore relevant. Yeah,
dude, I'd hang out with like teacher Jonathan or not Jonathan. I'm still got Jonathan on the brain. Gohan any day, dude.
Well, you still go Gohan.
I could go to school with Gohan.
Yeah,
I pick Lorio Hunter, and we're gonna go commit tax fraud.
Wait a second.
What's up?
Yeah, no, that's true. I just didn't want his information out there, dude. You didn't have to, you know, blow him out of the water like that.
What do you mean?
Not on my podcast.
What do you mean? Not on your podcast.
My podcast episode. I misspoke.
I know.
It's my podcast.
This is no, I know.
I'll show you. I'll get you court-martialed.
No, I'll get you all court-martialed. I need the name of every man who said that Jonathan was a good character. I will have them all court-martialed at once.
God, Condoriano.
Oh, don't mind him. He always says that.
Oh, man. But yeah, those are good answers, I think, from all of us. I should have picked someone with glasses.
Okay,
then I will. Let's see. Glasses. I'm going to hang out with everyone's favorite operator from World Trigger, Usami.
Knew it. I was gonna be like, your favorite operator, and I'm going to be like, he's going to say Osamu, but he's not my favorite operator.
I didn't say Osamu. I said, did I get her name wrong? Usami.
You said Usami? Oh, I heard Osamu.
No, he's like, not an operator. That guy's a fighter, technically. What is
technically.
It? That's not her name, is it? I'm losing my mind, dude. I've been Pino. At work for too long.
Pino, I thought you loved World Trigger.
Dude, I love One Piece too, but sometimes I'll call him Monkey D. Luffy. I mean, just...
No, but that's funny, though.
It's just... Dude, shout out to Jeff Keighley.
Guys, shout out to Jeff.
God. No, but yeah.
You know who I would hang out with from World Trigger?
Yeah.
It
is Usami. I was right. Don't make me. Don't be a hater.
I'll hang out with Konami. Kerfuffles.
Kerfuffles are fun. You can lie. You can lie to her and say I was kidding, and then we all have a big old ha-ha.
Yeah, because it's so fun to gaslight people, Pino. Grow up.
What do you mean? I get gaslit all the time.
What do you mean?
You guys always laugh, dude.
Pino, you're acting a little strange.
I'm being gaslit Everyone right now, dude. It. This isn't a real Everyone's, podcast. What is this?
Pino. I just have a gas leak.
Oh.
Guys, this is our gas leak season.
Guys, make sure to check if you've got a gas leak. I want you all to be safe.
Yeah, but Pino, you are acting a little differently than normal, and everyone's noticing.
Everyone's a little sussy about it. I'm just extremely tired.
Everyone's a little sussy.
Sussy.
From Little Witch Academia.
The toothpaste.
That's a
thumbnail.
Good one to spend your day with.
Yes, yeah. I mean,
she would fuck with you. She'd probably turn you into a toad the whole day, but
yeah.
I mean, that's why
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Oh, to be a toad for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did we have another email, or was I being gaslit again?
You were being gaslit again. Wow. There's only one email.
Ah, dude. You know what I'm not going to gaslight you guys about?
What's that?
Trivia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guys, this podcast is about trivia.
Dude. So you guys remember that one lieutenant I did not mention, Lieutenant Drake?
Yeah.
The guy with the cool sideburns?
I do know this trivia.
Yeah. This guy actually shows up in a couple of One Piece movies, so he's pretty familiar to some of the people in the fan base. He shows up first in the Dead End Adventure movie, which is movie 4, and he also shows up a little bit in the fifth movie, Curse of the Holy Sword. He's just been catching the Straw Hats, so that's why... In this particular film, he's like, yeah, I've had an encounter with him before. Nice little nod off to the movies there. Yeah. Funny enough.
That's kind of cool.
Funny enough, his Japanese voice actor as well voices another character in One Piece by the same name of Drake. So get ready for that.
Baby, all my homies love Drake.
Now, something that's technically kind of interesting, kind of lore-based, but still filler, It's mentioned in the arc that Jonathan is the protege of Admiral Akainu. Now, Garb doesn't know who that is, but me and Chuck
He doesn't know.
And for the people who do know, it's kind of funny because they're two completely different characters from each other.
Yeah.
Jonathan, cool, calm, and collected. Akainu, dude, when you meet Akainu, you're going to be like, the hell is this man on? What is he on?
Oh, well, he loves donuts.
Dude, he's got rage. That's all I can tell you.
He loves donuts.
Mm-hmm. He loves donuts.
He makes them all the time.
Absolutely.
It's his favorite food.
Yum, yum, yum. And then a quick reread of the wiki. I did read somewhere here that it said they were planning on maybe making this arc into a movie, but obviously they went ahead and made it into an anime-only filler.
It's better this way. I don't think it's dramatic enough to warrant a movie, but I haven't seen the other movies, mm-hmm. so the bar could be pretty low.
I mean, some of them are pretty low.
Yeah. Some of them should have actually just been maybe OVAs. Like, legit, not movies 30 to be released.
Yeah.
But that's all the filler that's all the trivia I've got for you today.
That's all the filler he has.
It is, actually. You guys want to move on to ratings?
What?
You want to rate this filler?
Ah, oh, fuck, I forgot we do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do fake rating because this is filler and not actually
a freighting. Freighting, if you will.
Gotcha.
Yeah, guys, welcome to our patent-pending freighting scale where I'm going to give this one... I'm going to give it a...
Give him some time.
I'm still growing. Guys, I'm going to give this anime a Vice Admiral Jonathan out of a Jonathan Joestar.
Okay. That's not bad. It's not bad. Garp?
I feel like this is a solid B-.
B-,
It's a 4 out of 5. Okay. I enjoyed it. Yeah. It's not really amazing, but it was really enjoyable. And I would watch it again.
Very nice, very nice. On a scale of 1 to Drake, I'd probably give it like... Three quarters of a Drake. I'd also give it a 4.5 if I was talking in real sense. Yeah. It's solid all around. Pacing, it did feel a little long, like Chuck mentioned, near the beginning. I personally think it added to the quote-unquote mystery, it was still kind of too long.
Well, I also feel like the last episode or two could have been together to one. Mm-hmm. It felt like they definitely were like, the Going Merry. Let's think about all the times we spent with the...
Going Merry. Yeah.
And so let's spend a lot of time thinking about it. And then also let's, you know what we should do, guys? Let's stand outside for a while.
Yeah.
And then,
stare at the sun for a little bit.
Literally, let's go outside. And then let's go back into the ship. And then let's get Luffy to pull an octopus out of its pants.
Yeah. Also, do you see that guy Usopp? Fuck that guy, dude.
Fuck that guy.
Oh man. Well, solid ratings overall. But yeah, that was G8. I'm glad I finally got to experience it with you guys.
Wait, Pino.
What?
Garb doesn't really know about hockey, but it was stated at one point in One Piece that all vice admirals possess hockey.
Yeah. So
that means that lore relevant Jonathan
would have wrecked them at that instant if he actually cared.
He got his primary objective.
Yeah, it's true. He wanted to show. He wanted to save the school, just like Chica from Love Live. He saved the school, except Chica, mostly because Chica didn't.
Wow.
But yeah,
he was named after Jonathan Livingston Siegel.
Nice.
Who? Which is a book.
Oh.
By Richard Bach.
I like his funny mustache.
I like your funny mustache.
How did you know I didn't shave?
Because I can smell it.
I feel kind of disgusted now.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Pino?
I don't know, dude.
What do you want from me?
Nothing. I just want you to not smell me.
This is the first sniff ASMR episode.
Pino. Why did these episodes happen?
Pino, it's not my fault that I can smell you.
You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to curse.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm not going to
curse. I never mentioned that it was a bad thing.
I know. Exactly. I was going to make it worse by saying, cheesy.
I do love cheese.
Dang. It's that Patrick image where he's eating the cheese off the hook.
Oh, by the way, there was a really weird a frame that I sent into the G8 chat that Coriano, his collar is all the way up and his head's really tiny.
Oh, yeah, no. In that scene, I actually wanted to talk about that. Jonathan hooks him.
You're welcome. Yeah. Oh, see, that makes a lot of... See, that, see
he does that a couple times.
I didn't mention that at all. I well, yes, because I noticed it fell back and then it went back up, and I'm like, oh, what's happening?
His head does look like a pinky finger.
I do feel like his head was shrunk for the gag.
Man's a pinhead.
Who are you calling pinhead?
We call it Condoriano. Oh, man. Guys, tell your Condoriano you don't love him.
Pino.
Yeah.
Tell your father.
Yeah.
That you enjoy beef more than chicken.
He would not believe that in a second.
I feel like you should tell him though.
I'll tell him, and then he'll be like, in Spanish, of course.
Laughs in Spanish.
Dude, that's the worst laugh I ever heard.
Are we gonna do Brazilian?
Oh, it's Brazilian. I don't know why I asked.
I'm sorry, Brazilian.
Dude, we love all the nations and their laughs.
Except
wherever Mori is from. We don't like that laugh.
He's probably from England. Garp, all my homies hate England.
He's Tuesday, isn't it?
Why does he have a Cockney accent?
I'm sorry. I don't know any. I don't know British accents. Oh, guys.
Pino.
Yeah.
On a scale of corn dog to Cordiano, how would you rate this episode?
This episode has gone off the rails, of course.
Thrillville off the rails is free right now on Xbox Games with Gold.
That's my rating.
That's a real thing.
My rating is exactly what Chuck said.
Not sponsored.
Guys, but that's exactly how the episode felt.
Guys,
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Guys, whenever I say something that sounds like a sponsor, just remember that I'm mentally ill.
That's why I'm here to say that's not a sponsor.
Hey, everybody, guys. And I'm here to say we got no sponsors. Have a good day.
Guys.
We got Patreon.
Guys, thank you, Patreon.
Y'all kick ass.
Yeah.
Because y'all can suck my ass.
Wow, don't tell them to do that, unless they want to, of course, but don't tell them to do that.
What?
But tell them to tell their moms that they love them.
Also, you tell your moms that you love them. You don't have to be a Patreon to do that.
Sure.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, true.
But you should do it anyway.
Yeah, you should
honestly
it.
Takes priority. Mm-hmm. And that's
unless you have a bad mom, then fuck them. And if you don't like your dad either, if you have bad parents, then
even
tell.
If your mom's dead, you can still tell her you love.
Well,
her.
Yeah, but if they're both bad, what you need to do now? And now this is
you
very
find
specific.
A
no,
goth
no,
mommy.
No. What you have to do, you look up the image of Nico Robin with the disgusted face, look at it for 5 seconds, blink slowly, and then say, "I love you as I would a mother."
Jesus,
and if you do that, send it to me on Twitter, please. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got for you today. Guys, tell your mom you love her, though.
All right.
That's it.
We'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, dude. We're watching more Dragon Ball filler next time.
Guys, you wonder why I was talking about Dragon Ball this whole
time? Sven had dragons on the brain, dude.
I have dragons on my brain.
I just
it's
have
a
Dragon
lot
Ball
of play.
As a brain. It's nothing.
Oh
else.
No!
It just
which
rolls
number?
Around.
which number is it? 8? Is it the 8th Dragon Ball that never gets summoned?
It is. They don't know. Don't tell them. It'll invert their wish. It'll make it so the opposite comes true. It's the monkey's ball.
Dude, the monkeys are in my brain.
It's not a Dragon Ball. It's just a monkey testicle.
It's monkey ball. It's Uka Uka and the ball rolling around in your skull.
That's what's in my brain.
It's monkey ball. It's like you just like take a snapshot of your brain. And it's just a funny little monkey in a ball.
But guys,
what's it called? The other world?
Saga? It's here. I have it up.
Guys,
so that people...
what are you still
guys,
doing?
Guys, by the way,
the episode's over.
Oh, wait.
We just entered post. We entered
well,
post.
No.
We're
well,
just
no.
talking over the ending.
Well, no, I want to say real quick. I'm dying.
He's not
also,
actually.
If you care at all about Dragon Ball Super Superhero, the movie, there are spoilers immediately when you get on the wiki, so don't get on the wiki, but we are watching the Otherworld Saga, which is episodes 195 to 199. That's 5 episodes. That's it.
5 episodes. You better not be gaslighting me.
I'm not gas, Pino. Pino, are you a little shorter today?
Wow.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Pino.
I'm sitting down.
I'm not wearing my stilettos today.
Pino did not wear stilettos to work today.
My elevator boots.
Why do you call me?
My elevator shoes.
Guys, tell your mom you love her. And that's it.
We'll see you on the other side, Dragon Gamers.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Otherworld.
Bye, knee.
It's my Dragon
Smell
Raider.
Smell my knee. What?
My Dragon Raider.
Well, you should... drag you better go catch nuts it. In your mouth. What?
I hate you guys. I'm out of here.
Okay.